About 2014, my grandson, Jackson, was, I think he was in the first grade, and he informed me that his first year of college was 2025. We were at a leadership day at his school. I don't even think he knew what college was. But that school was training the kids using Stephen Covey's process, the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. That school was training my grandson to always begin with the end in mind. I work with a lot of people getting in the self-storage business. They will tell me by such and such a date, they're going to buy their first facility. Just like my grandson, very often we don't know what's involved when we say we're going into self-storage business, just like my grandson didn't know what college was. But they begin with the end in mind. Let's talk about that today. That's one of the most important parts of designing your self-storage business strategy. My name's Mark Helm. I'm the author of Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage, and I'm the creator of the Quick Start Academy, which houses the on-demand self-storage boot camp that is a cloud-based premier training I offer that will take you all the way through all the step-by-step process, 4-phase strategy of getting your first or your next self-storage facility into service. You can find out more about it at Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage. But early in my career, in the 90s, early 90s, I read Stephen Covey's book, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. And if you're in business, there are books that really impact your career, and this book was one of them. I still use it every day, the principles and the practices that are in that book, and I'm present to them every day. The second habit is to begin with the end in mind. Now, I have no idea how this works. All I know is that if I am clear and have a clear vision of what my goals are and what I'm achieving, what my vision is, the universe will organize itself in such a way that it brings me the people, places, and situations needed to fulfill on that vision. Very often it ends up being a little different than I expected, but I know that if I hold a vision in mind and keep that present, begin with the end in mind, that the universe organizes itself around it. Don't know how it works. I've just seen it happen over and over and over again. Here's something I've observed over the years. When someone has a clear, concrete goal or objective in mind, and that goal or objective is always there, always present, to the degree it becomes a part of the mental makeup of that person, the universe conspires, arranges itself to fulfill on it. Here's what I know. Successful people know this to whatever degree they do. Effective people know that. You intuitively resonate with it, I bet. That's why in all the material and all the training I have in the Quick Start Academy, in the first phase, what we're doing is designing a business strategy. And the why is very important, why you're doing it, and based on your why, what is your vision for what you're creating? And we start there before we ever look at a self-storage facility, so we know what type of opportunities we're going to be looking for. Believe me, if you're not clear on where you're going, you're going to zigzag all around in the storage space, and very often from asset class to asset class. And at the end of the day, people who are not clear on where they're going, haven't begun with the end in mind, and I'm talking all the way down to what your self-storage exit strategy is going to be, you're just going to bounce around. And in today's world, that's a formula for not being very successful. If your end game, beginning with the end in mind, is part of who you are right now and you're present to it, that will always be pointing you in the right direction. And if you're pointed in the right direction and then take action steps forwarding in that direction, my experience is things happen. Specifically, the people I work with, they get in the self-storage business or they grow their self-storage business. Beginning with the end in mind is, in my opinion, one of the most important habits of the 7 habits of highly effective people. If you can keep that clear vision, keep it present, then take the action steps that the boot camp and all the training that I and other people offer, but keep that vision present, your future is coming on a freight train at high speed towards you. I've said often that, in my opinion, 80% of what makes a person successful in the self-storage business is not the what to do and how you do it, although it's critical. The 80% is the mindset, how you think about yourself, how you think about success, how you think about the storage business. That will shape and form and filter everything that's coming at you. What this episode is about is creating a larger context in which to take all of those action steps that we talk about in most all of the training that I offer. Begin with the end in mind. Have a clear vision of where you're going, and then design your action steps inside that vision. You do that, you will be very successful in the self-storage business. So thank you very much. My name's Mark Helm. I'm the author of Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage, and I'm the creator of the Storage World Analyzer, which is the financial analysis tool we use today as we're analyzing these self-storage opportunities to fulfill on what our vision is. Thank you. You can find out more about it at creatingwealththroughselfstorage.com. If you're going to the 2022 Inside Self Storage Convention, I look forward to seeing you there. If you see me and I seem distracted, don't hesitate. Come up and say hello. I'd like to meet you and find out how you're doing. See you there. Bye-bye.